from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Still recovering here from the last segment. Somebody named Dwayne said, if this is really your show, get this guy off it.
That was the longest segment of my life.
He said he continues to raise his voice. I literally have a headache from listening to the steroid segment. Not figuratively, literally, literally. Paul was passionate. City Limits was passionate. And so was I, except I don't know what we were arguing about yet. I
mean, no, you I'm clearly still confused. Said
you hate, you don't like Bonds because
I don't hate him.
No, I know.
I'm not a fan of his. No,
you cheated and he was a jerk, which you don't have to have been here while he was here to know that there's such a thing as reading and talking to people and things like that. Like, you know, I didn't see Jim Brown play, but I have an opinion on him, you know? I don't know.
Well, I feel
that was incredible.
What I didn't understand mainly from Paul's argument is that he said that if they didn't investigate Barry Bonds and go all in on Bonds, then the investigations into the steroid era would have never happened.
Well,
I mean, it was Canseco that blew the whole thing open and was the big whistleblower that opened the door for all this.
I mean, everybody knows that Major League Baseball itself and the media at the time, everybody involved with the sport was hypocritical. That's not news. Everybody knows that. That happened. But at least eventually, the truth came out. Eventually, the truth came out about Barry Bonds. Two guys wrote a book, an unbelievable book. Anyway, and Paul might not be wrong that the fact that Bonds was a vilified figure cheating and going after that record, it might have been different, although...
No, I think he's got a good point there.
Like, the last I checked, Mark McGwire also was dragged in front of Congress, right?
And so.
Yeah. I'm not sure everybody knew what was going on. I'm not sure about that. But there were some and they ignored it. Maybe the commissioner included and he winds up in the Hall of Fame and Barry Bonds doesn't. That part's ridiculous. All right. Without further ado, with further ado, celebrate the start of football at the Kickoff and Rib Festival presented by IC Light, August 29th through September 2nd at Acrisure Stadium. Huh. There's a little pronunciation here that says Acrisure. I think I've been calling it Acrisure. Does that is that directed toward me, City Limits?
No, this was in the script that
yes, it is
I
directed toward
over,
me, and so I take it personally. I'm sorry, that was me snapping.
Maybe it was.
Acrisure Stadium. Admission is free.
So it's not Acrisure? Like, sure, I'll do that today.
No, not according to this phonetic spell out here.
Hmm.
Admission is free. National rib vendors, free concerts, football, and fun. Visit acrashorestadium.com/ribfest and join us for Labor Day weekend on the North Shore. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Are we just going to the intro to this Limitless Wonder? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, well, you know, why don't we just have our guest intro it for us?
Let's do it.
Come one, come all, it's the Wheel of Ball.
Oh, yeah. The perfect sort of antidote to Paul is Folsy.
Yes.
On one hand, I have a raging lunatic. On the other, the most mild-mannered man I've ever met.
He is the other human hummingbird in the world.
And don't get me wrong, I love them both dearly for who they are. They're just who they are. Matt Cole with a Wheel of Ball, a blast from the past. What a man he is. Hello, Folsy.
Hello, Joe. I was going to call you earlier this week as Ronnie from location 5 o'clock somewhere. Ultimately, to wish you a happy birthday, but my opening line was going to be something like, you know, I'm sitting here in my Speedo listening to the two of you go back and forth about the preseason as if it were the regular season. And you know what I always say? If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas.
Ron in Cook's Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Folsy, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, Bob.
All right. We've gotten that out of the way with our beloved Ron, right? Then we miss him dearly. Yes. We're ready, Folsy.
All right. On a scale of put an IV in me, inject it all into my veins, I can't possibly get enough. I want to crawl under a rock immediately so I never have to hear this man's name again. Where are you on the Brandon Ayuk to the Steelers rumors, and where is this guy going to play football this season?
Why don't you take that one, Limits, and I'll disagree with everything you say.
I want to crawl under a rock immediately. This has gotten to be so tiring, and I just want them to make this trade already, Folsy. I feel like at this point we're so overreacting to a wide receiver who might not even be a top 10 receiver in football, who you're going to overpay. He's more of a $25, $26 million receiver that you're going to pay $30. Is he a complete product of that system in San Francisco? Maybe not. He's a good wide receiver. I'm not trying to downplay that. But he's also the third option on that team to Deebo Samuel and George Kittle, and he'd probably be the second or third option here behind George Pickens, and I still think Pat Freiermuth is going to have a big impact in this offense. Not saying he wouldn't be better than Pat Freiermuth, but this has just gotten to be so old for a player that's not like Justin Jefferson or Devontae Adams. You're not trading for the best of the best at wide receiver. If it was like that, maybe a little bit of a different story, but just literally make the move or shut up already and sign the contract.
I've forgotten the question.
And then Ayuk, are you at the point?
No, I'm not sick of it. It's a story that has it's a long drawn out story, like the Le'Veon Bell story from once upon a time, and that thing virtually never ended. Remember, in the middle of the season, there was suddenly a little loophole where all of a sudden he could sit out and not and still go to free agency. It's just sports, and we need things to talk about, Folsy. And then I forget what the other part of the question was. Oh, where do I think he'll wind up? I think he winds up signing in San Francisco. It sounds like that's just about done here. It does. And I know it's just been just about done many, many times, but it certainly does now.
Yeah, at this point, I would be very surprised if he ended up in Pittsburgh. It just feels like it's too close to the season now. San Francisco is going to realize the opportunity that they have. They were a couple of plays away from winning a Super Bowl. Like, the time is now. They need to keep everybody around. They'll make it work. He's in San Francisco this year.
Next.
Go ahead. Thank you, Limits. All right. If the Pirates finish with 75 wins or fewer, a.k.a. fewer wins than last season, should Shelty and or Ben Cherington be relieved of their duties?
Well, no, is my answer. I'm not going to beat around the bush there, although if Bob Nutting chose to go that direction, I couldn't rip him. Excuse me. I went back in history and looked at Clint Hurdle's first 2 years and what we were all saying about him then, and that was Neil Huntington's sixth year, was 2012, when they collapsed for the second straight season in a row. And that begat 2013. I think that these guys deserve a chance to see if next year can be 2013. Cherington deserves to see if some of his babies grow up. Andy Rodriguez, Henry Davis, people like that. I think they should get that chance, but man, they'd be on blazing hot seats. Limits?
I would be completely okay if they moved on from both, and I think that if they do not finish with a win total greater than last season, where last season was supposed to be the catapult to this year, I think the season is a colossal failure because they have better players this year than they had last year. And up until 2 weeks ago, we were talking about playoffs is a realistic possibility for this team with the best starting pitcher in all of baseball, a lineup that's not very good, but the pitching got them decently far. So I don't, because it's also not Derek Shelton's first or second year. We're going on, what, year six next year? And I just have not seen anything good enough to make me feel confident for next year's team.
Here's the thing with Shelty, and I question a lot of what he's done this year, believe me. But there's no way you could fairly judge him the first 3 years. They were a tanking baseball
team. I do agree with that.
So as far as I'm concerned, he is. This is his second year of actual fair judgment for me. And again, if Nutting said you guys are done, especially after 75 wins, I certainly wouldn't rip him for that. I wouldn't argue. Bolsey?
Yeah, Joe, I mostly...
My bad, Bolsey. Go ahead.
It's all right. I mostly agree with what you were saying, that they should be given at least another year to see this thing through. But
or
man,
part of a year. I'm not saying a whole year. If they get off to a bad start next year, and they're a package deal, I think. But go ahead.
So, too. Yeah, I agree with that. But, man, this thing is, I mean, it's teetering. Key Brian Hayes' back's all messed up. Henry Davis has been a bust. Jack Sawinski's in AAA. I mean, Andy Rodriguez, we kind of forget that his batting average wasn't all that high whenever – he ended the season last year, so it's not like he's a full picture either. It could blow up. It's got that potential. All right, here we go.
Thank you, Limits. It was a very soft roll of the wheel.
It was, yes. Let me put you guys in a time machine here. It's the end of December.
Greetings and welcome to the machine. Go ahead.
Right. It's December 2024, about to be January 2025. We're talking, or you're talking, about the Steelers quarterback situation. How does that conversation sound? What kinds of things are you talking about?
I'm not very confident in this, Folsey. And I can't emphasize enough that I love you dearly and miss you.
Thank you.
I think we're going to be talking about, hey, Russell Wilson had a pretty good year. He had a pretty good year. Now, what do they do about him next year? Is he going to want a lot of money? Is he going to want, can they get him for another, you know, not going to get him at this rate, but can they get him at a bargain rate and still save money? That's what I think, but I'm only 51% sure of that, Folsey, because if you told me that we would also be talking about Russell Wilson was a disaster and Justin Fields was worse, and now the Steelers are back to, back to the drawing board with their quarterback. Man, there's a 49% chance we could be talking about that, too.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Joe. The man in the red suit, Patrick Mahomes, is in town facing off against Justin Fields and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
Fields, at some point this season, is going to become the starting quarterback. I just think that there's more of an ability for him to run the offense with the Steelers and Arthur Smith style of offense than Russell Wilson, and I'm not convinced that Russell Wilson isn't shot as a quarterback.
Folsey?
I think it's going to be the most gray area discussion it could possibly be, where the Steelers finish where they always do, right around 10 wins, maybe sneaking into the playoffs, maybe not. Russell Wilson has about 25 touchdowns to 13 picks or so, but Justin Fields shows off his athleticism throughout the season, so the discussion will rage on throughout the offseason of whether it's worth it to sign Russell Wilson or if you roll with Justin Fields and the city's going to be split and it's going to be chaos.
Folsy, very well said. We have to run. It might be an abbreviated version of the Wheel of Ball, but that's because Paul went crazy in the first segment. Thank you. And let's do this again from time to time. Perhaps we could even do it once a week because we're going to have a daily Wheel of Ball these days. Are you game for that?
I'm game for that. Absolutely.
When can we hear you on our airwaves next? Do you have any weekend shows ahead? Do you anticipate that?
I currently do not have anything on the schedule, so but not real sure I can give you an answer on that. I could.
Was the last time you were on the air when you got the call from Ron from Cook's Forest?
Yeah, and I'm thinking that might be playing into why I currently don't have anything on the schedule.
The Ron in Cook's Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Falsey. Falsey.
Can't make the club in the top, Bob.
I'll see you, Falsey.
All right, Joe.
See you,
City
buddy.
Limits, I'll see you.
Thank you, Falsey.
How does it feel to follow in Folsey's footsteps? Big shoes, right?
They are very big shoes, yes. Yeah. And I think I've done okay, considering he's told me that I've done okay, so it makes me feel good about it.
Yeah, so he's sort of taking you under his wing in some ways?
His approval is all I need to know that I've been able to take over this spot and make him proud about it.
What a good and stellar man he is. You both are. You're both, like, I trust you both implicitly. I'd let you both watch my house. I'd let you, you know, it's
you're letting a lot of people watch your house this week.
I know. I found some very trustworthy people this week. You two are as nice as they get. It's nice to be nice to the nice. Frank Burns said that on MASH once.
Never watch NCIS?
No.
The modern day MASH?
No. Is that what they call it?
No, but that's what I just dubbed it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul is still out to lunch, I believe. That might have been the most incredible exit of all time, Limits. Can we go back and replay Paul raging at the end of that segment and then saying, I got to go to lunch? That was an amazing exit.
Did you hear me talking to Cabali about Paul going to lunch?
No, it was one of the greatest mid-show exits in fan history. He's coming back for like half the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he'll be able to talk to Zangrilli.
Maybe. He'll definitely be back for quiz show because it wouldn't be very fun if it was just me answering questions against myself.
Me versus you, and I have the answer key.
We got to go to Cabali, and we got to do it quickly. Hello, big boy. You there? Is he there? Big boy?
I'm here now. Tell Austin to get his things together here.
This is Paul's fault, and I apologize. We only have like 3 minutes, maybe five.
All right. See you. Bye.
Do you want to go right into free association in this case? This is an emergency.
Joe, it's the Joe Starkey show, so I'll do whatever you want.
This is an emergency. Fan weather, the Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 75 today with sunny skies. Oh, no, I had a bone to pick with you first.
You seemed to
indicate that it was really easy to switch from right to left and left to right on the offensive line. I've had guys in here who played in the NFL. John Runyon was one who said, yeah, for some guys it's easy. For a lot of guys, it's like learning a new language. Well, if it's so easy, why can't Dan Moore do it?
Well, it's easy for some guys and easy for not other guys. But I'm thinking if you're a professional football player playing at a high level at a Texas A&M, at a Georgia, that it shouldn't take that long to be able to flip from one side to another. It's not like we're learning a whole different language here.
No, people actually say it is like you're learning a whole different language here.
People,
then why can't Dan Moore do it?
Well, because, you know, you got to put yourself right in. Well, I don't know why he can't do it. Maybe he just doesn't feel comfortable. The reason why the Steelers are going, approaching it like it is right now, is it puts him in the best situation to be successful right now, to have Dan Moore at a place where he's comfortable at left tackle, and a guy like Broderick Jones, who Russell Wilson said that's the reason why he came here and signed here. I thought that was pretty funny. On the right side.
Wait, why did Russell Wilson come here and sign here?
He talked about 10, 15 minutes ago. He made sure to call out Broderick Jones and tell him how talented he is. And he goes, that was the reason why I signed here.
<I'm> thinking, for Broderick Jones.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But.
All right, well, so you don't think that they're jerking around Broderick Jones and hurting his development by flip-flopping him?
I think they're just looking out what's best for the team right now, what's potentially could happen if Fatanu's out week one or two. I think they're just looking for the big picture right now. Now, hurting the development, I don't know. Could you have hurt the development last year by not putting him at left tackle? I don't think so. I think he's talented enough, young enough, be able to make a switch at a, you know, not a very difficult decision, not a very difficult process for a guy of that talent, in my opinion.
They going to draft another left tackle next year in the first round and not play him at left tackle? Then they'll have three.
Well, they better draft an interior defensive lineman, but don't worry, Joe. It's going to all work out here when everybody's healthy. You're going to have Roderick at left, Fatanu at right. And you have to understand, Fatanu played left last year, but that was Penix's offside. So it all basically works out. So I don't know. I think they'll be fine here at offensive line come week one.
What? They're in total disarray right now. They have rookies starting. They have a guy coming back from injury, and they might have to go with Dan Moore. How is that fine? What's happening here? I've turned into Zeiss.
As I keep saying, I think Dan Moore takes a little bit more criticism than he's deserved. Is he the best? No. Is he the worst? Absolutely not. He's more than serviceable. I'm not saying that Fatanu was not a better option, but if you have those two, Fatanu, Broderick Jones, I think you got two very solid guards who have a ton of experience, and you have a center who has nothing but upside ahead of him, and a offensive line coach who has the penchant of getting the best out of guys after, you know, he works with them for a couple weeks. I mean, last two years, they had the best offense, one of the better offensive lines in the league come week on and prior. You'd imagine that's just not by coincidence. That has to do with the coach, right?
Wait, when did they have it? You said after, like, the second half of years?
Yeah, about the second half of the year, they finally, like, got everything together and start playing extremely well.
I know,
and
but your point was
that can't happen again.
Right. It might, but your point was that everything's in great shape for week one in Atlanta.
Great shape, but it's not, put it this way, it's better than what was 3 years ago, right? The post-Pouncey, you don't have Trey Turner playing and Chuk Sakura for.
Yeah, I guess they don't have an undersized guard from Illinois who doesn't want to play center blocking for Ben. So that's pretty good.
It's all perspective. I think they'll be fine. I think it might take a couple weeks, a month or so, but I think that offensive line will continuously getting better as the season goes on.
I think that's very reasonable, and I respect your opinion. Are you ready for free association?
All right.
How many... How many games does Russell Wilson start this season, assuming good health?
Man, I'm going to be biased here. I'm going to say them all.
Okay.
I just don't see it right now, man. I just don't see what maybe some other people are seeing. I think Russell Wilson will be fine.
What's your opinion in 10 words or less of Justin Fields as a player?
Extremely talented, needs work, has a lot of potential. Wait and see.
That was 13 words.
10? All right. Yeah.
Running back-wise, Warren going to be okay for the opener?
Well, Tomlin alluded to that a little bit, that he shouldn't be that long.
Why should we believe him? I don't believe any coach in all of pro sports on injuries.
You know what? Not only that, I don't believe any coach, any GM for anything. I am going against my Cardinal row here. I think just put it under the umbrella that everybody's lying and you'll be better off.
I agree.
But, I think he's been around. He's been looking okay. So I know those things are tricky, so... If he's not week one, I think he could be a week two guy.
Who's the number two receiver in week one?
It's going to be Van Jefferson as of right now. I mean, the best case scenario would be that guy in San Francisco, but who knows what that's going to happen right now. They're going to need somebody, Joe.
Which guy? I haven't heard anything about that. percent chance that Ayuk will be here in week one?
I'm still keeping 50-50.
What? 50. How about that, City Limits? I like that. That's encouraging.
I like it.
No, you don't. You love it. Defensively. Anything injury-wise? How about Peyton Wilson? How much concern is there for him?
He was looking good. I mean, he's walking around fine. It might be a week or so. I don't think that's any long-term injury type of situation there. I think they're relatively healthy.
Do you agree with me that Keanu Benton's going to be a star?
He should be, right. They need him to be, put it that way. Because, Hayward, I still think, has a ton left in him. I think he'll have something to prove this year, and I think you'll see him really ball out this year. It's some question if Larry Ogunjobi can keep up some of his preseason play. But, yeah, Benton has everything you want. I mean, young, powerful, multiple positions, smart. I mean, he is definitely a home run waiting to happen, right?
Thank you, big boy.
All right, what's Paul eating for lunch is what I want to know.
I don't know. I'm curious why he went out with the boss to eat lunch.
Maybe they're going to call it the Joe and Zeiss. Maybe it's going to be the Zeiss show for the second half of the year.
Don't care if it's the Cook and Joe show or the Joe and Cook show. I didn't push for that. It might be. Maybe they're telling. Maybe they are telling him that he's officially part of the show. I don't know what's going on. Nobody told me anything. He just left in the middle of a segment.
Well, last time I had a meeting with a boss, I got fired. So maybe let's hope that doesn't happen to Paul.
You think he could get a job on the McAfee show?
Paul should have his own sitcom, his own reality show.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
When are you starting on the McAfee show?
This past week, man. A couple of days. I'm writing a couple on the old internet. I was on yesterday. We'll do some wrestling stuff at the end of the month here. We're starting to ramp things up a little bit. So.
And are you going to go on the road with the Steelers?
Yes.
I'm not going
to Detroit because, first of all, it's Detroit and second of all, it's a preseason game, but I will be in Atlanta and everywhere else.
That is awesome. I'm happy for you, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.